Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Well, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Cosmic Philosopher, I'm Tim Osred, and thank you for tuning in. Listen, what I have on my mind right now is the state of the societal world. I have been thinking a lot about the history that is in the world is a textbook. And one what I have come to know in the world history textbook and even in the Bible. The Bible become a negatively important document for, let's say, for anybody who wants to stand reality. The reading of the book as a manuscript, not like it is any God word or nothing like that, but the fact that they are putting Holy Bible on there is a sodomite. European people, besides, that's what they are going to do, because they want to reflect themselves, kill a whole bunch of Holocaustal people. They want to be looked upon as religious people, and that they have a God. If you read in the World History textbook, you don't swallow that. You can't swallow that, because you would read that these white people come from a origin. How long ago that was? 3 to 4 million years ago. That's where they're coming from. And how do they now transform to be creatures created by the Genesis, the Bible Genesis God? And history, the record of the past. You need to listen to what I'm saying to you. Because if we don't understand this, that I am talking about, while I maintain that what I read in the World History textbook is a factual record of the past, now, it's either you can prove that the Bible is lying, or you can prove that the world history is lying. Now, there is a problem over this, because the difference between the World History textbook and the Bible, if you want to call it Holy Bible, if you know better, you don't call it a Holy Bible, because it is not a Holy Bible. The difference between what they call Holy Bible and the World History textbook is educational certification. The Bible has no civilized certification for what is in the Bible. And because there are many the Bible does not have any civilized certification for the Adam and Eve story and many other stories in the Bible. There's no academic certification to say those things actually happened. So we are taught to believe all kind of mysticism that is conjured up by white people. Okay? Now, it is not so easy for the African people to understand about the Christian, what the Christian Bible says. It's not easy for us who come up under slavery to understand the fact of history that is a record that is that that is produced. The world history textbook in reality, not according to white people and their trying to change reality, because that's what they are about, right? And my emphasis is that white people, you can call them white people, they are hominid anyway. White people, as you see them right now, is not the image of where they originate. 3.5 to 4 million years ago. When you see white people today, white people are the biggest fool and criminals that you're looking at. Right? And because whatever happened to the African people is alarming to understand, because the African people are created natural as you see us. We have not been altered. And the only thing that is going to tell you the truth about the African indigenous, remember, the first human to be created on earth. And when did that happen? 200,000 years ago. We who come up into the church under the slavery Christianity, we are taught the opposite of what is true. And it is such that, as I have witnessed, it is not easy for a person who were indoctrinated into the Christian belief. It is not easy for you to get that garbage out of your brain, because you are seeing the orchestration of what white people, what they have formed or made up and pass it on to us. They have everything to settle someone believing in foolishness and adore the foolishness like it is great knowledge and enlightenment. And it's not true. Now, because you are, because we have been brought up to believe the Christian foolishness, the Sodomite nonsense, they don't want us to ever think that way. Okay? And these white people are carrying these legends and civilized notions into evangelism, right? And you think that they are someone with good intention, and you will think that they are genuinely human being because they talk and stuff like that. You would be shocked if you understand that, all right, The World History textbook is what is what civilization backs. Okay? The things that are true, when we get the knowledge of civilization, we must and should accept the world history. World history is not a statement of a lie, because world history means facts about people who live in the past and have passed on along to us knowledge of the existence in the past before our time. Now, since the world was not full of people like the African people, who, of course, origin is that of genetic manipulation. That's where the African people come from, because they were not created in any Garden of Eden. Like what the Bible says. How do you get the world of people now full up of people talking as though what the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden is true? And it's not. But when your mind is already formed distrust and belief into these Bible stories, you know, it's your mind is too tired and too, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say tired, but say relax. Confidence strong in your mind. That's what the Bible says is true. And going to tell you about how the world is falling sin and a talking serpent and all this. A whole bunch of, you know, backyard nonsense that we believe. We grow up into that. And that's what I'm saying, you know, it's not an easy thing for us to break the belief into Christianity. It's just not. And it is to the extent, whereas our mind is so affected with the foolishness that we have been taught, to the point where we are willing to believe everything that they say about Adam and Eve in a garden. And to a point where, since you didn't grow up and hear anybody else saying anything, your parents accept it and so forth. It is very, very rare that somebody is going to discover that Christianity is nonsense. You see? And who invent Christianity? The white people. Okay? It's a long time that these look like human hominids. That, you know, you don't find civilized people mentioning anything about these what we call white people, and they are hominin primates. That's primates is look, have you ever seen them, white people, showing in movies? C- worker in the office left a message asking you to call her back. I called just now, but the office is closed. You can call her in the morning. If she asks about the marijuana smoke, tell her we have not smelled it in a while. Okay. If she asks about the next door neighbor with the cooking smell, tell her we still get it coming in when our kitchen window is closed. Coming, what? Tell her we do still get it coming in when the kitchen window is closed. Okay. All right, so what I am thinking about is the time that has passed since 100,000 years ago. It put our people, who are hybrid human beings, it put us in a very, very, very like it blocks the way of realization. It does block that. We should not recover from the kind of world that white people fertilize with their sodomite. Culture. Their sodomite culture. They want the world to be sodomite. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics on the kind of stuff that they have done us are things that is things that are relevant to destroying our minds and our daily life. Okay? And it is just surprising that the story that we are supposed to know, we are being blocked in a lot of ways. First of all, by the church. And these are not folks, if you begin to look at the world situation, you will find out that white people are not really human beings. But something happened between our species and the white hominid species caused them to gain an enhancement coming out of their 100% uncivilized state, where they didn't talk. They didn't have a language. But now, because of what happened between their species and our species, we are just about totally suffocated. Because as far as I can see, the reason why I am able explain the things I'm talking about in world history and understand that white hominid don't belong to our species, the sapien. Don't belong to it. And the world history textbook does not represent these white hominid as civilized or not civilized. And it is what they have done that causes us to be impaired. And things we ought to know, they are either hard to learn or our brain cannot attend to them. These are the things that is a problem today for a long time over the past 100,000 years. We are at such disadvantage. Now, it is imperative for us, as many of us, to develop more awareness to understand what transpired, because it is not in our best interest at all to live under white sodomite hominids. It's not doing us any good whatsoever. And from the perspective that we are hybrid people. What does that mean? It is that the civilized truth tell us this. And the world history textbook backs up the fact that we were created 200,000 years ago in Africa. It does. You don't have anything in world history that support white people were created by a Bible God either. But that's what they are doing, and that's what we, with our sick brain, is supporting. So when things happen, and let's say you are forgetful, you're not coming in contact with this knowledge, and maybe in earlier times you knew of it, but as the time goes by and we become preoccupied with other things, and things that happen that we knew about, gradually forget them. Simple because our mind is functioning like it's supposed to. And if you're hearing this for the first time, you probably won't have what it takes to understand what I'm saying, being that I'm talking about way in the past. However, since I come to read and get to comprehend so much of this, I am able to look back in time and see how the whole thing transpired. So I go from zero knowledge to having a lot of knowledge. And I am not able to say how I come to understand so much of what happened as I read it, because I am not a great reader. However, I am able to see things when I read them. And as long as I comprehend what I read, I will be able to function with that knowledge. What is bothering me now, since I know, and basically I am aware of what is ahead of us. There's somebody here I would like to talk to. Hello, 732. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fair. What about you?
I would say fair at best.
You're doing good?
Fair.
So what?
I'm Caucasian, so I can't be doing too well.
Oh, you're a Caucasian man?
Oh, yes, okay. I am. Yeah.
Okay, so you have an interest into what I'm talking about?
I have an interest into the title of the show. It caught my attention, and I loved it. I figured I'd had to come in and talk to you and see how you're doing.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the Europe white primates. Okay, I understand that. The title of your show is Europe white primates. Should have said European would be the correct way to put that.
Okay, yes, Europe primates, yes, are not human being, are envious, lust for anus
and
sex fools.
Yeah, anus sex fools. Okay, yeah. I'm wondering where you're getting that from.
I get this information?
All that statement, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, it's history. I get it from history. And particularly world history. And even the Bible, too. The Bible also speak of Sodom and Gomorrah. And
which was not in Europe, by the way.
Not in Europe?
No,
okay,
Sodom and Gomorrah were not in Europe. They were in the Middle East.
Why not Europe?
Because Sodom and Gomorrah, the towns of Sodom and Gomorrah that God punished the wicked, were not in Europe. They were in the Middle East.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What species... the homosexual come from? What species?
Unfortunately, the human species, but it has nothing to do with race or...
Wait a minute, hey.
Okay.
The bipedal that first creature that walk upright. Yeah, you know about that, right?
Biped, yes.
All right, good. Do you understand that they were the first creature to walk upright on the earth?
Well, the first biped, yes, of course. That's the only way you can say to walk upright is mean biped. Yeah, that's the definition of a biped.
Okay, so was any human being around then?
Yes, of course.
What kind of human being?
The Neanderthal walked upright in a slunched form, kind of hunched over, but they walked upright.
Neanderthals?
Neanderthal, yeah.
No, wait a minute. Look.
The T-Rex was the first biped, if you want to go back far enough.
All right, so take your time. All right, what I read in the World History Textbook, I have one right in front of me right now, okay, is that there was the first hominin, and that is the same as, you say, bipedal. Okay, because they were the first creature that today that is represented in the World History Textbook as a species. And somehow that hominid species come to mix with the sapien species, okay, and the sapien species is a earthly created creature, not the hominid. It doesn't say that. It shows that the wise sapien was created differently and was later used by the Elohim gods to make a hybrid human being 200,000 years ago in South Africa. That's what is in the World History Textbook. So come back to what you're telling me.
It's in the textbook. It says so that the Elohim, which is, by the way, just so you know, only the first time the Elohim was ever introduced to text was in a fictional book, not from any historical books or any historical text or any facts. It was literally the Elohim. I'm telling you the actual facts. I get it from every single book that's ever been printed.
No.
The Elohim was created in the 1800s as a fictional character.
Oh, come on. Listen,
absolutely, 100%. If you can date the Elohim to before the 1800s, I will give you $1,655 cash today.
Wait a minute. Now, look here. You know where civilization come from, right?
God.
What God?
Well, a million different names, but he's the... true God,
no,
and the Father of Jesus Christ.
You can't jump off the
Well, you know, you can call him Yeshua, you can call him you can call him whatever you want.
No, I'm not calling you nothing. I'm saying
saying you can call God. God goes by many names depending on where we come from. That's 100% true. Yes, we believe in the same. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in the same God. But sometimes you call him a different name.
You mean me believe in Jesus Christ?
You don't believe in Jesus Christ?
No, I used to. I grew up in the church.
Why not? He's a good guy.
Wait, Jesus is a sodomite.
I never read that he's ever put his penis in somebody's butthole.
Look here.
Where did you read that? If I want to know this, because I've been I consider myself a Christian. If you have proof that he put his penis in somebody's asshole, I'll stop believing in him and I'll just start believing in you then.
All right, take your time there. Take your time there, because you know we have in our hands materials to, you know, to fuel what we're talking about, right? What I'm trying
absolutely. I want to know. I want to know if my God's a sodomite. I'm leaving my God.
Hold it. Listen. I'm talking about the Bible is a source for us to focus on, because we're talking about in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, right, and make Adam and Eve, and
yes.
They, those in the Christian Bible use that type, that story, that Adam and Eve was put into a garden, and you know it falls out that things went bad with them, right? Now the God,
yeah,
of the Bible,
women will always mess everything up.
Wait, no, the God.
Come
the
on,
God,
I'm trying to be funny. Let's enjoy it.
All right, but listen to this now. We're talking about what the Bible gives to us, right? And as far as I'm concerned, words are what tell. Words tell us what object, what we call this now, tangible and intangible things. It's words we use to, like, you know, work through the tangible and the intangible, right? So,
of course, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so what the Bible tell us about the God that make heaven and earth? In Proverbs, it shows, say, it tells us how God begat a son. You know about that, right?
Absolutely.
All right, but no woman not involved, right?
Well, that was divinity. It was sheer divinity. If you're going to believe if you're not going to let me talk, we can't have a conversation together. I enjoy this, but we can do this. But if you're going to talk about divinity through divinity, that's what we believe in. If you can't believe in
you believe in.
Well, you said you said that you were a Christian, so at one point you didn't believe.
I'm no more a Christian. I'm no longer a Christian. I don't believe anymore.
But you,
at one point
you were, so you do understand what we believe in. You can't say, I believed for years, but now I no longer believe,
You can't go there with that.
Absolutely. I'm going there. I'm already there.
You can convert. No, you can convert from one thing to another. Why?
I will never leave Jesus Christ.
Huh?
He's a good man. And
who?
He's not a sodomite either.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right. But listen. I am trying to talk to you now from exactly the words of the Bible. And I am not, I grew up and believe it, but I don't believe it anymore, okay? So I'm trying to make my point with the words of the Bible to prove to you that no God of the Christian Bible exists, and neither does the Son Jesus ever begotten. That is not true. Now, I'm trying to use up the Old Testament that is written first and give
I do not follow the Old Testament.
No, what I'm saying to you is that the scriptural belief of Christianity is that God make heaven and earth, and then he put a garden in there and make Adam and Eve. That's correct.
Yeah, that's not what modern day Christians believe. But
no,
yeah,
wait a minute. Wait. Where you get modern Christian?
Well, because it's the same exact book for Jewish people. It's the same exact book for Muslims. It's the same primary story. But as Christians, we have our how it ends. We believe it ends a lot better.
All right. Listen to me. If you are a European.
I'm an American of European descent.
No, you're not any American. You're not American. Don't tell me that you're an American.
What are you talking about? I have an American flag
right next to me.
I have it right here. I can show you a picture.
No. Listen. Let's tell me.
I own the flag. I paid $9 for this flag. Don't tell me I don't own it.
All right. Wait a second, because I want to stick to the fact about this, you see? All right. Now, what kind of a birth your species come from?
Vaginal.
Huh?
Vaginal.
I
think you said birth. You say birth or bird?
No, birth. Your birth. Where your origin, your bloodline. Where your bloodline come from?
Birth. Yeah, vaginal birth.
What is your species?
What do you mean? I'm half Irish, half Polish.
In the origin, where your ancestors come from.
Irish, half Polish.
Huh?
I'm half Irish, half Polish.
Half what forward?
Half Irish, half Polish.
No, listen, you don't understand what I mean by a species? Like you say, sapien,
human.
Or you say hominid.
Homo sapien.
Which of them do you come from?
Homo sapien.
Homo sapien? No.
Yeah.
No European don't come from Homo sapien.
That's not what they taught us in school.
Hey, listen, there is Homo erectus. Homo erectus interbreed.
Well, I'm not erect right now, but yeah, I could understand that.
Hold a second. We want to talk about, where we come from. You are European, and do you know when your ancestors go up into Europe the first time, and where were they before?
The farthest I can trace my family back is like 1840 something, so that's about the best I can get you.
You mean AD Anno Domini?
But yeah, Anno Domini. Yeah.
Well, look, you're not supposed to be talking to me because
why
you
not?
Know, you don't have anywhere to go. You don't have anywhere to go with AD Anno Domini, bro.
Why?
AD Anno Domini. AD Anno Domini is not. Is not law, is not civilized.
No, I'm talking about my personal family, dude. I'm not talking about, I don't know when.
No, we're not dealing with your personal family. There's no way I could know or anybody could know anything
come before
on,
that. Let's not be ridiculous, dude.
Hold it. All right, listen. I want to trace your bloodline. I have to trace your bloodline. And I want to know, according to history, how did you get into Europe? Tell me, where did you come from and go into Europe?
I didn't even go to Europe. I've never even been there yet. I hope to go one day soon.
All right. Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
But you know exactly where your bloodline came from?
I know what my species. Yeah, I know what my species is. It's I am sapien.
No, hold on. Me and you. I'm trying to be your buddy, Ben. I know you don't want me to be your brother, but how do you know where your species came from? But I don't.
Look, I couldn't dream up history. And history is a record of the past. The Bible is not a record of the past. Only prehistory is.
Okay, well then how do I find out what my history is?
Right where we are now, you say you come from Europe. Go into the world, history textbook.
No, I come from Irvington, New Jersey.
You're talking about America, man. Okay?
Yeah, where I was born.
No, you are in America illegally because there is a government in America before you come here, and you come here and
no,
you
there wasn't.
Decide.
There was native wars when we got
no,
here.
No. Before wars, okay?
No, there was native wars for 500 years before the white man came to America. So let's not be crazy, dude.
Listen. No,
have you read a book before?
Wait now. Once you go there, sir, now I'm going to tell you,
Listen now.
You will have to distinguish between BC era and AD era. Okay? And tell me what went on into BC era, and then come and tell me what go on in AD era. Okay?
Where? In the whole world? In the whole world or just America?
In the world, yes, because we're involved with a calendar now, okay? You're on the moon calendar and I am on the solar calendar, okay? And the solar calendar belongs to BC era, and you need to distinguish what the BC era.
I can tell you the entire world of history, dude.
Huh?
It's easy. The entire world of history is very easy. Created man. Man felt lonely. God created woman from
Bible. You're talking about Christian Bible.
It's
that's history. Not world history.
There's no
that
other book older than that. What book do you have that talks about anything older
than
that?
Man. You can't quote scripture to me because scripture doesn't have
serious.
Any. Listen
what
me
book,
I tell
what,
you.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you a question, and you refuse to answer it.
What
book is there that is older than the Bible? What book tells the story of the origination of the earth older than the Bible?
Prehistory.
No, what book? Jesus Christ, you're terrible.
Sumerian history.
All right, what book though? What can I read?
Mesopotamia.
Okay, what book can I read? You're not answering the question. What you're doing is dodging the question.
You would be good
at dodgeball, but I guarantee you, I'd bounce that red ball right over the top of your head.
Glencoe, world is.
Was he alive then?
Listen, I'm telling you about a book that for you to read to know the beginning. Okay. And
where are you from?
History, not Bible.
I just asked a quick question. Where are you from, buddy?
No, you asked me the question about what book can
you
read, right?
Dude, I'm asking you a quick question. I'm a friend. I'm a buddy. I like your show. I think you're good. Where are you from?
Yeah, I like to talk to you, too. But, all right, so next we talk orderly then, right?
I'm being orderly as humanly possible. Where are you from is all I'm asking.
Wait. No, you can't run off of the question where you ask me.
Why
I'm
can't I ask where you're
question.
From? What, are you afraid of where you're from? Where are you from?
No,
you live in East New York?
No. You can't jump from one thing to the other.
You
like
live in East
frog.
New York, Brooklyn, don't you?
No, you need to stay with the subject matter, man. Because
I will do that for you. I will do that for you.
All right.
You
asked me about what book are you to read, okay? And I'm telling you what
anything
book
that
you
was
are
written
to
before
read,
the Bible,
and then we can
I will
move
read
on.
Anything that was written before the Bible, I will read it. I promise you.
All right, listen. The Bible is not a religious book.
That's my favorite book. You be careful, pal. Be nice. That's my favorite book.
It could be. Look here. It can be your favorite book as much as you want, but you have to talk to me on a worldwide basis now where we're talking about history is the record of the past on planet
Earth.
That's
what I'm talking about. All right. So now I need a history book that was written before the Bible. You give it to me, baby. Come on. Hand it off to me.
World history, this book that I'm telling you about. World History textbook. The World History textbook. There are many different editions in World History textbook.
What year was it written?
No, it's not the year it was written because it's not every year a new World History textbook. They are different editions, but they transcend throughout generation. Okay, because it's a record of the past. It don't stop out somewhere.
But it can only go to future generations. It can't go to past generations. I want to read something
before
the Bible.
Look here.
How could you know what happened before or during the Bible reading a book from the 1800s or 1900s?
When,
or probably the book that you're reading is from 1992, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Hold it now. As far my reading and my knowledge works chronologically.
If I agree with you, will you tell me where you're from?
Hold up a second. We have to deal with this chronologically. I am telling you about the Bible when the Bible was created. It was created in, 325 A.D. that the Bible
yes.
was created by Constantine
yes.
in Iznik, Turkey. Okay? So you're talking
yes.
about 325 A.D. Anna Domini. How long ago?
Yes.
How long ago since you make your calendar? Three twenty-five years went by. Okay, so until now, so it's like about I'll say about 2,000 years ago since the Bible.
But the book that you read is probably written in 1992. So what do you care?
No. Look, world history is never ending. It has different.
Give me a book written on world history before that.
What? No, listen.
The book that you're quoting was written before that, is what you're saying.
Yes, but this book that I have here is giving.
It's written in the 1990s. I'm guessing.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the edition, but there are many editions. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you, you have to go through generations. The World History textbook, because it tells us of people way, way, way back in time, thousands and thousands of years ago.
And the book that you're reading is the edition that was written before the Bible.
The production of world history. It's a governmental book. So and it doesn't
there was
stop
no government
at
back
one
then,
government.
So stop that. There was no government back then. You're being ridiculous.
No, what I'm trying
when
to say
the,
to
when
you.
When did the first edition of the book that you're quoting? When did the first edition come out? Was it before the Bible?
No, it's world history textbook, man. It's not like another little.
No, that's not how that works. You can't tell world history 1,700 years later and then say that something
right,
that was
listen,
300 years later is wrong.
I'm giving it to you this way, okay? It's
okay.
World
Sorry, buddy.
History. It's a government-kept edition.
What government?
Okay?
What government?
And it keeps on going on.
What government?
Okay?
What government?
Hello?
What
do
government?
You know,
I'm asking you a question.
Do you know when
we're not having a conversation, if you're not going to answer,
listen,
what government?
Do you know when Europe?
Text is it?
Let me ask you a question. Who were in the Western world in 1492? Who was in the? No, before that. Who were the first people?
Over fucking 1,000 years after what I'm quoting.
Wait a minute. You know what? We're not having good order over what we're talking about.
We're trying to, but you're telling me that your books are before my books, and that doesn't make any sense because they're clearly not.
It don't make no sense to you, okay?
Because, no, timeline. No, you're the one talking about timelines.
Yes, but
so if my book is from 325, and your book is from 1992.
All right.
How is your
all
book
right.
before my book?
You know what? I mean, let me ask you a different question because it may lead us better to what we want to know. When did your ancestors first settled into Europe? When?
There's no way for me to know that.
I
there's
know,
no way
because
for me to,
it is in the
no,
world.
No, you don't know that. You don't know my
Hello.
Ancestors.
Yes, I
then
do. It's in the world. It's a textbook. I can read it to you right now.
You're gonna tell me from a book that you're reading right now that was written
right,
in 1992,
so you
probably.
You, all right, I can't talk to you without you and I agree on what world history says. So I don't know. You
well,
just found
no,
the other day.
You don't know my ancestors.
Hey, you can't tell me. Look, the authority is this book that I revere and that I used to know my things around the world.
Okay.
Okay. Now I revere the Bible, and you're telling me that's nonsense because it was only written in the year 325. But you're able to tell me that some pamphlet that you're reading out of from 1992.
No, you want the
Old Testament.
I tell you, it's a World History book. You don't know what World History book is. It means then
who
that
wrote
you
it,
know.
When did it start? I'm asking you the question. And you refuse to answer. Who wrote the book, and when was the book published?
I already answered that question, and what? I don't have another answer for you.
Was
okay?
It before 325?
No. Listen to me. Don't listen. I'm going to ask you now. Create a background to your authority to talk to me. I am asking you, when did your ancestor first come into Europe?
I have no idea.
All right, good. Well, you know what? You can't talk to me about anything then. Because you don't
Why
you
not?
Want to tell me you're American. And when I
you
tell
don't
you're
know
not American,
when did my,
you're flaring up.
I'll ask you. I'm going to ask you. When did my ancestors march into Europe? I want to know.
When did they?
You can
what?
Tell me better. You know better. You got a book.
Wait, no. When did they what?
When did my ancestors get to Europe? You know better than me. But
get
you have a
get
book
where? In New York or in America?
No, in Europe.
You mean in Europe? When did they do
when
that?
Did my ancestors get to Europe? Because you seem to know better than I do.
Well, I'm going to give you the answer from this World History textbook that I have here. You want
That's
it?
What I would love to have. Thank you. No, I'm serious. Thank you. I would like to know.
1.5 million years ago.
Wow, that sounds a long time ago.
No, I can read it to you from this book. But
that book is 1.5 million years old?
No. I didn't
dude,
say
that's
this
amazing.
Book is,
that book's got to be worth $1 billion, dude.
Wait a minute now. I don't say this book is. I told you the way this book exists and the use of the book, but you're not paying
when
attention
When did the first edition come out?
No. Listen, when you don't know something, you have to start somewhere, and you can't start electing what you don't know from what you don't know.
That's why I'm going with the oldest book I know.
All right. What I'm trying to say to you, you don't know when
you're... Some jerk
overwrote
something in 1977.
What? I didn't get that. What did you say?
Nothing. You can hear it on the playback if you need to.
All right. Listen, I am saying to you, you don't have any knowledge to speak to me because you will only drag me all over the world and don't,
you don't
really
have any knowledge.
Define.
You have zero. You have zero knowledge either. You're reading from a book that is clearly fiction because
you don't prove that you
how
come
does
from
your,
no.
How does your book tell you what a man did 150 million years ago or whatever?
Listen to me. You're a European, okay? You are a European.
I'm an American, son of a gun. You better
you
watch it.
You are not. No, you are a sodomite. You are a sodomite.
I've never stuck my penis in somebody's ass before.
Well,
don't you
well,
ever call
here.
Me that.
It's your culture. It's
don't
culture.
You ever
you
call me that.
There. I didn't tell you what you do.
I keep my penis in the vaginas
it's
where they belong.
It's your culture.
What do you mean it's my culture?
Look. Who went up?
I never fucked nobody in the ass. My dad never fucked nobody in the ass. My grandfather would have fucking killed somebody if they thought about that.
Hold it. I am
How
telling
dare
you
sir.
From a world.
How dare you, sir?
Wait a second. Wait. You don't about to listen to me, right?
I apologize, and I will wait for your response.
All right. Watch this now. Look, I am a man with some legal knowledge, okay? And an investigator. When you,
all you do
tell
is talk
me
about butt
something fucking. And I get it as a clue to tie you down, you don't get up from that. When you tell me you don't know how your ancestor get up into Europe, you don't have any authority to tell me nothing more.
You don't know any of your
you
ancestors either, dude.
You don't know.
You don't know anything.
You do not know. So why
when
would
did
you
the
like
first
to come
black
here
man step in Africa?
Why are you? How are you going
you
to
don't know anything either,
me,
dude. We're all guessing. We're all
know.
Supposed to be brothers. But you're separating
you're
us. We're all supposed to be brothers. We're all supposed to be brothers. I do not talk or act like you, so guarantee you it's not going to happen. Others, and you're separating everybody. You are a...
I like to have a good conversation. I like to have
a
good conversation.
You're a hateful man. No, you called me a sodomite. I've never stuck my dick in a
butt.
But
that's where you come from. You come from that Europe.
No.
Europe.
No. That's why we had so many kids, because we put it in the pussy, not the asshole.
All right.
We didn't fuck
ghosts
like everybody else in this goddamn fucking world. The reason why Europe was so fucking successful is because sub-Europe, Africa, and the Middle East were all fucking goats.
All right. Listen, your origin.
Say that.
Say that.
Call my fucking family fags again, motherfucker.
Listen what I'm saying to you. You come from Europe, right? And the Pope is your God.
I come from fucking Irvington, New Jersey, dude.
The Pope is your God.
Jesus H. Christ.
Look, I have the power to tell you to get out of America, you see, because I am kingship. I am kingship only.
You don't have the power to get me out of my own goddamn house. You don't have the power to talk to me at an intersection.
You don't belong in America.
Why the
fuck
not?
You don't know. You know how many people.
First of all, you got no jurisdiction here, motherfucker. You don't belong here either.
Why
don't I belong here?
Let me tell you, because you're not an indigenous.
You're not indigenous to this neighborhood either.
Look up the word.
You have no right. You're not indigenous to the North American continent.
All right.
I'm indigenous because I was born here, dude.
No.
How's that sound?
Wait. Something wrong with that.
Well, you're not. How the fuck do you have any right here? You're not even from the continent. You're not even from the hemisphere, dude.
Only a homosexual talk like you.
Where are you from?
Only homosexuals
where
talk
you
like
from?
You because
fucking
you don't
Madagascar?
Know where you are. Homosexual always confused.
No, that's what you do. You like to get angry and call everybody a homo because you're a closet fucker. We know that. I guarantee you've been here in New York, and
that.
I guarantee you've been fucked in a goddamn bathroom.
No, escape. No, that escape goat, that. You're just talking
whatever.
Something to get
whatever.
To escape
you're
from
fucking,
the,
dude, you're a faggot and
you.
A racist. You're a racist,
look,
dude.
Look, you are not.
To call all fucking white people sodomites?
Look,
all
you
white people
read.
Are sodomites, according to you.
You know, you can read, right? You can read. And you
I can read. I can read the fucking New York crime report, and I can see what the fuck African Americans and Africans
right.
are doing.
And listen to me.
And you don't see me blaming everybody else because I don't do that because every person is a fucking individual.
No, I'm commending you, so you don't need to go cut against me because I'm giving you.
Fuck you, dude.
You don't want to cooperate no more
because of some shit you read in a fucking book that you were jerking off to while you were fucking reading it.
Wait.
I don't blame anybody from fucking Ghana, anybody from fucking Nigeria. I don't blame any of my buddies that I fucking grew up from fucking Senegal and Cote d'Ivoire.
Wait, Cote d'Ivoire, sorry. Listen.
I don't blame none of them for the fucking indiscretions of their fucking ancestors or their friends or their families or the modern day ones. But you want to blame every single fucking white person who calls all fuckers?
Listen.
Fuck you, dude.
You don't tell me when
I wish you were in the United States right now, dude. I'd knock your fucking eyeball out of your head.
All you know to do is to kill us. I mean, a whole lot of Holocaust that you guys, put down in America. Okay.
Vengeance, baby. That's what we do.
Okay.
Vengeance,
Well, you know.
Because you're racist. You're a racist and a separatist. That's
God.
What your fucking job is. You want to be a provocateur, but nobody's listening to your fucking show. That's why you picked my fucking phone call up so goddamn quick, because nobody's calling or listening to your shitty-ass fucking racist horseshit.
Don't you feel good? Don't you feel good?
I grew up in Irvington, New Jersey. I got fucking 16 of my fucking buddies that I grew up with and graduated high school with, all black
don't
dudes.
Don't you feel good?
And we will
don't
fucking
you feel good?
Storm you, motherfucker.
Look,
you understand
I
that?
I pay you respect by opening up.
You don't pay
the
fucking respect
to
nothing. You're a fucking liar and you lie about history and you're a fucking separatist, dude.
No, but you tell me you don't know about history, so you can't talk about that.
Fuck you. You're a separatist, dude.
Don't tell doesn't mean, no, don't use those kind of words to me. I don't use them to you.
No, you called me a butt fucker, dude. What
Look,
do you want me to do? You want me to be nice
that
about
is
it?
Evil. You are everything that is evil because you are professing to know.
I'm
you
the
don't
fucking
know
greatest God you'll ever meet in your
from.
Entire goddamn life.
You don't
I'm the
know
greatest thing that would ever happen to you.
From.
If you met me, you would be fucking blessed from on high. And you
uh-oh,
would be changed
uh-oh.
Forever.
Yes,
and you would be nice.
Instead
of being a hateful fucking racist piece of shit
almost
like you really are.
Feel
to call
oh,
all fucking
way,
white people butt fuckers, dude? Dude,
have
white people butt fuckers. There's
to your
do it. They've done it
I
in history. They do it now. I would never marry a fella.
But you know, you can be married, right?
I would love to marry a lady. Yeah, lady
yeah,
is good.
You have laws to make you married, right?
No, I only believe in what God tells me to do.
What you mean what God you're talking about?
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, look.
Greatest man that ever existed.
All right, listen. I have not found one place in the Bible where a real anthropological Christ or God sign their name to anything written in the Bible.
What
so,
do you mean sign the name?
Those two characters
you're quoting a book that was written in 1972, and you're telling me that the Bible is not fucking accurate? You are a moron, dude.
No,
you might
I don't
be
mean
the
I'm
dumbest
moron.
Human being I've ever met. I am very, very sorry, but you are
no,
a bad
no, no.
African.
You guys.
What
guys,
part of Africa are you from, dude? Because I want to know
you
which
guys,
part to make fun of.
You
suck,
you guys
dude.
Are going to perish very, very soon because you have no.
Oh, we're already perishing. We're already perishing because of the fucking because the Democratic Party is taking over this country. But guess what? We're still way better than
no,
any part
no,
of the fucking rest of the world.
It won't be long.
You think
it
fucking Syria is doing well, doing better than us?
Look,
you get the fuck out of here.
Look,
have
you
opened
don't
up
have
a fucking book since that dumb one that you're fucking lying about? You fucking
you,
retard.
You,
dude, you're the
you
dumbest human being I've ever met in my life.
You had nothing in Europe. That's why you
dude, I
want to
buy you lunch because I want to buy you lunch and get you a dessert with candles on it so I can celebrate
no, no, no,
the dumbest
nobody,
human
no,
being
nobody
I've ever
talk about that. Nobody talk about that.
You're so
I don't want your lunch.
You're so fucking stupid. I'll buy you dinner then. How about that?
No, what I'm trying to tell you have nothing in
breakfast?
Europe. That's why you are
what
here
about
in
breakfast?
America.
What about a midnight snack? What about brunch? What
no,
do you want?
No, no, no. But no.
You
but by the
suck,
way,
dude.
By the way, how do you?
You're a racist, dude.
Since when your culture begin talking? Since when?
Guess what? You're speaking my fucking language right now, motherfucker.
No, what are you using
racist,
those
bitch?
Kind of a word for? What are you using those kind of a blasphemous words for?
Because we invented them.
You think you invent everything because you fuck us all? You
Whoa,
know, if you think
don't
it's fuck us all and it's okay, then it
don't
means then, you know, I mean, you're not human, so you're not responsible for what you do.
I'm not human. Why am I not human?
Where have you, since when you become a human? Since when?
I was born, I believe.
No, you don't even know the reason why you are talking. I know.
No, I thought
because
we were both human.
3.5 to 4 million years, your ancestor developed. Okay? It's in this world, it's a textbook. You are not human, and you were not talking until 100,000 years ago.
Why aren't I human? I don't understand that.
Well, if you read the history about yourself, you don't see. You can read about us in any
are you talking
history.
About, are you talking about just America? You're talking about just white people.
I said, you guys don't have nowhere, no legs to stand on, because you don't go about and call yourself by the right identity, by your species identity. You name all this frog name all over the world, you people. I mean, name yourself. You don't identify yourself.
What's my
you don't
species?
Identify
I don't
yourself
understand.
Because you really are a wanderer and you come here and kill our African people.
in a whole bunch
of
holy
I've never killed an African a day in my life.
And you want to come here now, you who is fucking asshole every day, every night, or whatever it is, you want to come here
I'm only an asshole like 2 days a week, dude.
You can't talk me out. No. Look here. I'm telling you, get out, because I tell you what, a furnace is coming.
I'm not in Africa. What do you want me to get out of? Well, you want me to get out of someplace else?
No, you need to go. You need to find your own home, and that is Europe. That's what
no,
you're supposed
we
to
found
find.
Our own home.
What
we,
are you here
we found our own
about?
We fought the Native Americans for 400 years.
You're a thief and a liar.
I've never stole or lied to you one day.
No, you come here in
you
America.
You call me a butt fucker, a thief, and a liar, dude.
What you have in mind is to make all of us fuck assholes. That's what you have in your mind. That's why
everybody.
You come here.
I love everybody.
Love their asshole.
Oh, I don't know where you're from, but I have friends from Ghana that are very good friends of mine. We've been friends since we were like fucking 10 years old. Not even, or earlier than that, kindergarten, 5 years
no,
old.
No. Look, the precedence is what's important. The precedence of your life. You don't know much about what you're saying to me anyway.
What do you mean?
Because you don't, important things that you're supposed to know about your life and your people. You say you don't know.
What am I supposed to know?
What I asked
you told
before,
me,
you
told
and
me
you,
that I'm
you, a, you say you didn't know.
You told me that I'm a butt fucker.
Do I need to repeat it to you?
Well, you told me I'm a butt fucker, which is
I'm
ridiculous.
Not, look, I'm saying
I've never
to you, what you're relying on, there is nothing there. You don't have anything because you came here and kill off the people here.
I didn't
and
kill anybody.
Like
I was born
happened.
In 1980, dude.
You behave like nothing happened, and you're here like there was never a government here. And you don't know
who
where civilized
who did
words
I kill
from
1980 till now? Who did I kill?
You don't know where civilized... Look here. You come from Europe, right? What have you to show?
I come from Irvington, New Jersey. I told you that.
In print. You talk about New Jersey is not Europe, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is that you don't know where you are, and you go up there and you tell Biden and Trump, all of these guys you call president, they better get their asshole out of America and all of these Palestine and all these Rome.
Why
all
do
these
you
race,
first
better
of all,
get
I,
out
I,
because
I,
you're gonna get fried. You
first of all,
will
I agree,
get
I agree, I agree with you slightly. I agree with you slightly, but what do you have to do with the United States? You're not even from here, dude.
Okay, look here. We were here like about 12 million years.
You're not here.
Before.
You're from Africa, you said.
Well, so what do you know about Africa?
What do you know about Africa? I know
that's
it's
where
a
you come
from,
too.
Hold on.
You ask me
a question. If you won't let me answer, then you're being disrespectful.
Oh,
being rude.
You know, you don't need to blame me for anything.
I have friends because I grew up in an all-black neighborhood.
You don't know where your ancestors come from and go into Europe.
I don't care.
You don't know where
they come
from.
And I know that I have friends from fucking...
Where do they come from and go into Europe? Where your ancestors come from and settle into Europe?
I don't care. You're being... I'm going to go as far as to say you're being rude, dude.
All right. Listen. Your God in the Bible is not a God at all. He's a fucking asshole God. And so is his son, Jesus Christ.
That's not nice.
Okay,
that's
but it's
nice.
True. It is true. I mean, we are ever here.
No, he's not
a
sodomite. He's not like the goat fuckers that you were raised by, dude.
Your God is begotten a son.
And that's
right?
Not because you're African. I'm not being a racist. It's because you sound like
God,
you're fucking hill people.
Your God
so you sound like a mountain boy. You sound like an angry mountain boy.
No,
and I
I'm
wish you were in the fucking
question.
United States right now, because I would fucking meet you in a heartbeat. I will take an Uber right now, take you out for brunch, and knock your goddamn eyeball out of your goddamn head.
Yeah,
you understand
that's what the homosexual like to do. That's
no,
what
I'm
going to
punch you in your
like
fucking head.
I don't do those
how
things.
How is that a homosexual thing? You would probably come while I was doing it. That's how gay you are, dude. You're the gayest fucking dude I ever met in my life.
Look.
Why are you gay?
Look,
They put their tongue in the anus of the other man, and then they lick like that. They go, they lick. That's what they do.
Look, I'm here to tell you that you're a liar.
You're here to tell me nothing. You're not allowed to speak anymore. How's that sound?
And you know.
How's that sound? You're a fucking racist, dude. I love African people.
I love everybody
in the world. And you told me that because I'm white, I'm a butt fucker.
I'm a fucking animal
because I don't know where I'm from. Fuck out of here, dude. You know where you're from. You're reading a book from 19 fucking. I'm going to say the book is from fucking 2017. And that's how you got your history, you fucking retard.
Give me a chance. All right. Look here. You know what? Maybe we should talk about something different about Jesus. I want to ask you a question about Jesus. Can I?
Okay. I would definitely answer you honestly.
All right. You depend on words to clarify things, right?
No, mostly, honest to God, this is the truth, mostly feelings because I've had separation
from
Jesus.
You depend on words, right?
I'm in the middle of talking. You will not talk. If you can't listen, you can't talk.
No,
I do believe
I'm
in Jesus Christ.
You're not gonna do it.
You refuse to listen. Ask me another question then, because that question I tried to answer, and you fucking interrupted me like a goat fucker.
No, I'm telling you about a different question I want to ask you. I thought you were.
Well, what about that one?
Okay. What I want to ask you, you know.
Hurry the fuck up.
Wait, but you have to prepare to listen to what I'm going to ask you, otherwise it's not working out. What I want to ask you about the question about Jesus when he came to earth in the Bible, and when he finished the things that he said the Father gave him to do. Do you remember when Jesus came to earth and he finished what his father said to do?
You sound like a child that read the Bible once.
What's the question? The question is, do you remember the prayer that Jesus prayed before he go back to heaven?
You don't even remember the year of the book that you read, and you're asking me that.
Wait. No, you're not cooperating. So you're burning my gas now that I'm not willing to waste.
You're a racist, hateful.
No, but I'm asking you the question. I thought you were allowing me to ask you the question.
All right, how about this? Can I give you a quick rundown of what I feel about Jesus Christ?
No, wait.
Because I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Christian like most people think. Fuck that. I'm saying what I want.
You're afraid
this
you're
is American, motherfucker.
You're afraid
I'm
you're
a red letter
drowned?
Christian. I believe in the words that Jesus spoke,
listen
and I believe
to
in
me,
the, I believe I believe in the I believe in the apologies, forgiveness, and mandatory empathy
look,
that you have to be a Christian. That's the only thing that I worry about.
Look,
all right, yes, sir. Go ahead.
You and I can have a conversation, you know, because you.
What are you talking about? Me and you are going to have a podcast together.
Me and you are going to be best friends, dude.
Me and you are going to be best friends, dude. We're going to have a whole podcast. We're going to make millions of dollars, me and you together, just arguing like this every week.
No, we're not going to make nothing like that.
Why not?
Come on, dude.
We can make a lot of money. We can give money.
I'll give my money to blacks,
and you give your money to whites.
I am not about the money, man. I'm not about the
money. Yeah, I know, but we give it away. That's the best part.
I
take care of people in Africa. You take care of white Irish people in the United States.
Irish Polish people. People are listening to what we are saying, right?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. We can help people together. So we're going to be best friends. I'm telling you, me and you are going to be best fucking friends.
I wanted to ask you that.
You're going to be the godfather of my children. I'm gonna go get a woman pregnant so this way that I can have a kid so you could be the godfather.
All right. No, no, no. I don't want no godfather. No.
Come on. You don't want to be best friends with me?
Look, I want to ask you the question about Jesus. You're not allowing me.
All right. What do you want to know about him?
Okay. I ask you, you're not that forgetful. I ask you about the prayer that Jesus prayed to his father before he came back to heaven.
Okay.
Huh?
What about it?
I'm asking you if you remember that prayer.
No.
Okay. The prayer is...
You don't remember fucking anything, dude. You don't even remember the fucking year the book you're reading came out.
Come
on, you ever fucking... Don't try to shit my mouth asking me a dumb fucking thing. Dude, if you don't know the dumbest thing ever, the fucking most random thing ever, then you don't know shit. But you don't even know what fucking year your dumbass book came out.
No, you think it's older than
325.
That's too abusive, okay? I want to ask you the question.
I apologize. I don't want to hurt your fucking. I don't want to hurt your fucking retard feelings. fucking idiot.
Listen,
you're the dumbest human
being
I've ever fucking talked to.
Because a lot of people would like to hear this.
You're a fucking moron. I love you. I love you, dude. I really do.
You know what? We make good company, right?
That's what I'm saying. We should get a show together. We should get an apartment together, dude.
All right, but at least, no, you need to
move
come
to New York,
in,
and I'll get an apartment with you, and we can hang out and fucking
No, we're not into
that. Be like the new Odd Couple.
I'm not into that, man. All right.
The new Odd Couple. We go out, we get chicks together and shit. We crush pussy.
Wait, don't waste the time, man. Don't waste the time. Look, because I want this, you, since you are playing this role, right? I want to fit
you into
the role.
I'm not playing any fucking role, dude. You're an idiot. I'm honest about it. I believe you're an idiot. I believe you're a racist, too, by the way, which sucks, because I hate racism.
I don't hide what I think and the way I feel. I tell you.
You said all white people are butt fuckers, like, beginning of the conversation, you fucking
all
animal.
Right, no, bring me back to
And
Jesus.
I didn't mean
bring
animal
me
in a racial way. I just mean you're just a piece
of
shit.
Look. You don't seem to care about this thing, but there are people out there.
I care about this stuff, but I care about people enjoying life. I care more about people having a good time.
You are disruptive. You're technically dismantling the show that I'm doing. If you can't answer this question about Jesus.
What's the question that you need me to fucking answer, dude? Are you retarded?
No, it better just cancel you out because... I'm asking you in good faith, and you carrying on, where nobody's going to appreciate
you.
Because you
won't ask the question. That's the third fucking time.
But you keep on
answering
me.
You need to answer the question. You refuse to ask it.
No.
You're fucking babbling.
I don't want
to be best friends with you anymore. I need a new best friend.
Why not? It's better to be. It better to be in peace. Than to be at
no,
work.
I want a best friend that's going to be able to fucking talk to me, not some jerk-off who just keeps denying the fucking question.
No, you're not the one to tell me that.
I'm trying to be your best friend. You won't even tell me where you're fucking from, dude, and I'm trying to be your best friend.
I
want to have a son and name him after you.
No, you're not going to do that. You know, it's a Bible name I have anyway. I have Bible name.
That's even better for me. That works out, so then my white fucking family, my sodomite family, won't be too pissed off.
All right. Hold on. Now, can you afford me?
All right, Josephus, what's up?
You want me to ask you the question about Jesus?
Please, if you could.
Jesus is going to be happy with you, right?
Oh, Jesus is my buddy.
All right. Jesus came to earth to call 12 disciples and taught them the gospel of the kingdom.
You're being unfactual right now. He didn't come there to do that. He happened to have. He didn't come there with that exact desire. But yes, go ahead.
All right. What I'm saying to you, when I ask you about Jesus, this is taken from... St. John 17, the first to the fifth verse, where Jesus is telling his Father that he wants some of the glory that he had with him before the world was. And he said to his Father, Father,
What verse was that? I'm sorry.
St. John 17, verse 1 through 5. I think the key word that I'm looking for may be in the fourth verse. But if you're there, you will see. Now, what I'm trying to get to is this. If somebody thinks that...
No, I'm just trying to read along with you, buddy. I apologize.
Okay. What I'm trying to say to you, if you follow and understand that Jesus was doing this, telling his Father he wanted him to glorify him with the glory that the both of them had. Remember, no woman at all, not around them.
Yeah,
but
no,
he wanted
stupid.
Father... to give him this special glory, right? Before he comes back to heaven. So he told his Father he finished the work that he gave him to do. So now, give him the glory. Now, did Jesus, based on what you know, finish the work, which means everything he was to teach the 12 apostles, did Jesus
do
that?
No, he gave them exactly what they needed to go forward.
No,
he didn't say he was going to perfect their life or going to finish their life. What he said, he was going to give them the information that they needed.
No,
it's
I'm in the middle of talking, buddy.
It's the same thing as me becoming a Christian. God gave me what I needed to do things.
You're going off track.
We're talking about the same exact thing.
Based on the context, look, you see, that's the reason why everything go to waste. Everything go to waste because you're not following the context of what I'm saying to you.
So what you're saying
is
giving somebody the information they need. What you're saying is giving somebody the information they need is not enough. You have to do the job for them.
That's not what the question I'm putting to you. That's not what it's all about. I'm saying to you, do you think that Jesus, based on what you read about this story, do you read where Jesus actually behaved the way he said that he finished the work? Did he finish the work?
That was not his direction.
The work that God gave him to teach these 12 disciples. Did he do it?
His direction was to spread the word. His direction was to spread the word.
Listen.
Yes, he did.
I'm asking you, did he finish the work?
100% he did, because his direction was not to finish the word. His direction was to spread the word. What you're asking is, you're asking for satisfaction instead of information. He gave them what they needed. Yes, he did. What are you talking about?
No.
You're a fucking liar. You know what I mean? You aren't best friends anymore.
Look, you people write that Bible. You understand?
What do you mean, you people? Stop being racist.
You don't even
dude.
Want to answer that. Did wise men follow a star?
Stop being racist, dude.
Did wise men follow a star?
I don't appreciate your racism. I really don't.
You're gone, man. You're not up to the challenge.
What are you talking about? Me and you are going to be best friends.
You're not up to the challenge, man. You run out, I guess.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Listen to me.
If I tell you that 2 + 2 = 4, and I tell you that 4 + 4 = 8, and I tell you that 8 + 8 = 16. And then I didn't tell you that 16 + 16 = 32. Then I didn't give you the rest of the information. No, I gave you the platform. I gave you everything you needed to figure it out. That's what Jesus did. He gave everybody the information that was needed to become a good man, and how to keep this planet in order. The problem is, There are people who don't understand 4 plus 4 or 2 plus 2 or 16 plus 16 or fucking 8 plus 8. They don't understand it. So they run this place into a madhouse.
I know. You talk too much. You talk too much because you are not
a human being. I'm telling you something. I'm teaching you how to be a human being. You can't walk somebody through every single step of their life. You have to give them the knowledge, the big knowledge that it takes to understand people, to understand the world, to understand anything. That's all it is, and that's what Jesus gave.
Listen,
what do you want him to still be around today,
Jesus,
hanging out?
Don't do anything.
They murdered him, by the way.
Now I know that you are too much of a fool to think that Jesus existed.
What are you talking about? He existed. He's in more historical books than anybody else in the world.
If you are telling me that Jesus existed, now I know that you are one who is blind and cannot believe he existed
because you called him a butt fucker earlier, by the way, which I'm still mad about that.
Look, I could tell that the Bible
was no good. Why don't you come to the United States
and
have lunch with me and let me beat you in the fucking head in the parking lot?
Listen to me. I grew up
Be
a
nice
boy
to my God,
reading
dude.
The Bible.
Be nice
listen
to
up.
My God.
Listen now. Listen.
Please?
I grew up a boy.
I'm asking you as a friend.
No. Before you ask me, I'm ahead of you. I said that I grew up a boy.
I don't insult your God.
Bible.
I don't
Wait,
insult whatever goat
just,
fucker you like.
You just allow me, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, I start reading the Bible and find out that both God and Jesus are homosexual. Why they are always together from before the world
They're
began.
They're father and son.
Why?
Oh, you know what? I could be a fucking real racist. I could be a real racist if I want to, and I think I'm gonna give it a try right now. Because fathers and sons hang out together, and I'm sorry that doesn't happen in the black community.
No, but no, that is telling you from the beginning God did not have a
woman. I'm only kidding.
No, listen. No, it's not what you're saying. This is a Bible that show you God say him beget a son, and there is nowhere in the dictionary I can find begot to mean a man having a child.
He alone having a child. He did it with
and
Mother Mary.
And you see this. You all leave
Europe. Did it with Mother Mary.
Listen what you guys do. It's same thing, the character in the Bible for Jesus and God. It's just like you people in Lot.
I'm not saying you people.
To,
that sounds racist.
No, I mean you people in Genesis 19. Yes, Genesis 19. You all in a city there come down on Lot's house and want to break him door down to get out two men to go fuck their asshole.
I asked nicely. To talk about the real true parts of Jesus Christ. I do not believe in the Old Testament as much as most people do, because that is a universal book. The Muslims use the same book. Jews use the same book. Christians use the same book. We all use the same book.
It's a Christian book. It's a Christian book.
Get the hell out of here. The Old Testament is
That's
Jesus.
What it is.
All
That's,
Judaism and all Muslims.
People that is different.
All Judaisms and all Muslims. So don't say it's a Christian
you,
book.
No, no,
it's
you
a fucking lie.
To think
dude,
so.
You're a liar,
you want
dude.
People to think so,
I cannot wait to fist fight you, dude.
I'm not blind anymore.
You're not blind, but you're not fucking straight either because you called me a butt fucker. And I think that's because you want me to tell you, hey, yeah, that's what I like. So this way you can try and get your fucking filthy dirty hands
on me. But wait a minute.
You want to grab these European cheeks, dude. That's what you're trying to do.
Listen.
I know your game, dude.
Listen. Listen to this. The Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. The document list.
No, Catholicism is horrible.
Listen, the document list falls. The Pope will address including...
I have no problem arguing with you.
Listen.
Me and you will be hand in hand, dude.
Listen.
Don't tell me about the Catholic Church.
Wars
the Catholic Church
of
has,
religion.
The Catholic Church
abuses
is as demonic
during
as
the
anybody
crusades.
In the world.
The coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect
yeah,
the cultures
and
faith.
The Catholic Church is a terrorist organization. I have no problem arguing. Me and you will be hand in hand, and we will beat the living shit out of them together.
No, it's one and the same thing.
I will
thing.
Do that with you.
It's one and the same thing.
No, Christianity is nothing like Catholicism, dude.
Christianity is a faggot institution.
Get the fuck out of here. You know
but
what?
It's true. It is true.
You're out of your fucking mind.
It is true.
You're out of your mind. Christians are some of the biggest homophobes on the planet.
No, I'm in my mind, man. I'm in my mind. It's true. You see, you guys call
yourself
God. I
agree with you on the Catholic Church. I agree with
you
on the Catholic Church.
You're people who feign, man. You feign. And you are the talking serpent.
What do you mean you people?
You are the talking serpent. You.
No, I'm not. I love Christ. I love God, and I love all people.
Yeah, because I'm a faggot. I'm faggot characters.
Why would you call me a faggot?
Because it's true. Two men together, man, marrying.
I've never even kissed a fella, let alone sucked his dick or fucked an ass. That's your thing. You're a goat fucker.
Hey, look.
You refuse to tell me what planet, what country you're from. Planet. Yeah, planet.
No, no, no.
Right.
We don't need to talk all of that because more important thing
where
I am
you from?
Asking Ghana? You. Look,
in my
more
village,
important thing I'm
have
asking you
is
interesting.
That the white man on the singular phone is a very dangerous man.
What I am saying.
Because he has a knowledge. He knows things.
Listen. You
I'm from Accra, Ghana, by the way.
You come and fool up the world with Jesus, and Jesus don't exist.
I love Jesus, and he helps my life. What the fuck
but
is the problem?
Why did you,
what's
why
wrong
did
with
you,
that?
Why did you use your disease to kill us when you come to America? Why?
I didn't have a disease. I was born in 1980. What did I do?
Oh, you mean, that's where the disease come from that drive us crazy.
What are you talking about? My family was here for fucking hundreds of years in the United States. How did we kill people in Africa?
Look, the reason why you come to, it's not just America alone you guys come and settle, you know. Everywhere we settle after a number of hundreds of years, you guys come and take over and make all kind of phony law about AD and Adamani, right? To take away everything we have. Kick us out of where we are. And you do it not just in America, but you do it everywhere around the world, man. What are you going on with?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna ask you a serious question. I mean, we need to have this conversation quick because you might be right on some things. Now, I'm not a British person, but I understand that colonization was done by the British and the Dutch. So I do understand there would be no United States if it wasn't for the British and the, Dutch.
Lie.
I do understand. So
we never asked you guys for nothing.
Okay, I'm not arguing with
you
on that.
Man.
Listen, I'm half Pole
lover, man, and you don't have any human sense.
I don't like
half
Pole, dude. I've never even had, dude. I love vagina so much. I don't care when everybody goes, why didn't you fuck that girl? I go, because there's a good vagina right there, a quarter inch away.
Look,
a fat girl. And it's like
that's all you
away.
Think about. That's all you think about. I think of higher things than that.
No. All you think about is that white people are butt fuckers, dude. You called my God. You called my Lord and Savior a butt fucker, dude. So show me some goddamn respect. Let's have a fucking
talk. No, you're an idiot to think that he's a Lord and Savior.
You're a fucking moron.
Well, if you're talking
I'm asking you
that,
a fucking question, you dumb fucking retard.
Look here.
dude, you're dumber. You're dumber than the goats you fuck.
No,
you're dumber than the goats
no.
you descend from.
You
know
don't
that,
believe
by
that.
By the way,
you don't even.
Oh,
believe
absolutely.
That.
I know that you're dumb. I know that you're dumb. I know that you're dumb, and I know that your grandfather fucked a goat. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh my God! Look. You come here and make laws to marry us to fuck us all. You come here
you
from
You call me a gay.
I don't
want to be called a gay.
No, you don't know that. We don't have that, the taxonomic blood. Where you
maybe,
are.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm African because I got so upset when you called
come
me gay.
On,
so
you
maybe
guys
I'm
have
African.
No shame. You have no shame.
What if I was African? I was upset. I was offended by that. So maybe I'm African.
You should not be offended by that. Hey.
Can I please be an African? Can you make me an honorary African?
Listen.
Can you make me an honorary African, please?
Look here. You don't need
because I
want to
have vaginal sex only, not butt fucking.
Go enjoy Europe. Go enjoy Europe, not here.
Fuck Europe. Europe sucks. It's all full of fucking Africans.
There's no way for you to win. There's no way for you to win me.
No,
you can't win me because
in Africa, by the way.
I am from the branch and the root. You are here
Bronx,
as a
That's
criminal.
Different.
You are here as a criminal because you don't respect our government. But
what are you talking about? I love everybody on the planet.
Well, you stay there. You stay there. You come here and feed
us. I'm not a hateful son of a bitch like you who goes and calls people fucking gays, dude. You're a nasty dude, man. I like you, though.
Look.
Can we be best friends? Promise me?
Look here.
Can I buy you brunch?
Look.
The next time you come to this godless nation of sodomites, next time you come here, let me buy you lunch, dude.
Hey, look here. You notice that...
No, say yes or no, motherfucker.
Look here. You know, what I admire...
No, yes or no, motherfucker, can I buy you lunch?
No.
Stop dodging the question, dude.
No, I don't know. I don't want to.
Why not?
I want
Why
to
not?
Talk
you
good conversation
like a nice guy.
So that other people... I want other people to listen to what we're saying.
Yeah, so do I. But I would also like to let them know that, you know, we don't all hate each other. Like, even though you're a fucking retard, I'd still buy you some fucking food, but I promise you I will not fuck you in the ass like you want, you faggot.
Look here. Let me tell you this. I like your attitude. I like your communication attitude. You know,
that
no matter...
Like, that's something a gay guy would say.
What did you say?
You heard me.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
That just sounds like something a gay guy would say.
Oh, well, look, I don't have gayness on my mind at all, or in my feelings.
All
right. Right, so...
All right, faggot, relax.
And we are the one who speak language first, it's not you. You copy us, you know.
What do you mean?
You wrongly emulate us. Everything we do, that's what you do. Because remember,
do
3.5 million years ago,
we taught you the fucking
your
language,
ancestors
dude. You
came
about?
About.
You wouldn't know the language or how to fucking farm if it wasn't for
no,
fucking.
No, I mean you're talking about you leave from Europe and come to all of these places in the Western world that we...
I've never done that. Dude.
That we settled and begin to kill
I've
us.
Never done,
do you
I've
know
never
how
done
many
that.
Millions of us you guys kill? Do
I've
you?
I've never done it. What are you talking about?
Do you know that? No, but you're here talking to me like, oh, you are my superior. Imagine that. Fucking asshole.
I'm not your superior. I'm trying to be your buddy, you fucking idiot.
No, you don't... well, look. I don't want to be the buddy that
Who
you
did
want
I kill?
To be.
Who did I kill?
I don't know. You leave from Europe to come here to look homosexual.
I never
body.
Even been to Europe, so you're a fucking liar right there.
No, but that's what you are about. You speak it.
What do you mean?
You speak and tell who you are, right?
No, I'm telling you that I want to
no.
be your best friend. Buy you lunch.
No, one thing.
And you're getting mad about that?
Yeah, look here. You know, some people may not want to hear what the both of us talking about, right? But I have a reason why I'm here and talking to you about what you.
I have a reason I'm here too, because I'm a Christian and I believe that you're my brother in Christ.
No, I'm not.
You are.
When
you
I was growing up, I was. But all right. Well,
you'll get back.
You?
We'll get you back. We'll get you back, baby. I promise.
Look here.
Don't worry,
you know,
baby bird. I'll feed you.
You know what I want to say and make everybody hear. Regardless of what you are, I am, we are talking and we understand each other, right?
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, besides you calling me a butt fucker earlier.
And you, listen what I'm saying. You.
I don't like that. I thought that was rude.
Listen what I'm saying. I can't complain to anybody that you do me anything wrong, because
you just
come
said that
the...
I fucking destroyed everything.
Huh?
You just blamed me for the fucking the
no,
the fold.
No, I mean, it comes with the territory. That comes with the territory. But what I'm trying
to
say,
being black?
As far as attitude is concerned, right? I can't
as
say that
you
don't have a
I
good attitude. I mean, apart from the things that you say that, okay, I say things and you say things, okay? So, but what I'm trying to say to you, I am glad that I can talk to you this way. And people hear us talking. We are from East and West.
This
and
is the only
maybe,
way for us to fucking
maybe
get along.
I talked to you on the show before, but I don't remember, but it sounds like somebody I may have spoken to before.
No,
but,
you've definitely never talked to me on the show before. But I do agree that this is the only way, because if I bow down to you, then you win. You bow down to me, you know, I bow down to you, you win. You bow down to me, you know, you win. I win. We don't need that. We need people to talk to each other and figure it the fuck out. Man, we don't hate each other. Nobody hates
each
other.
We have a lot of things in common out here in the world, right?
Dude, I want you to be as humanly possibly happy as possible, equal to me. That's the way that we're supposed to be. I don't
equal
want anybody
to you?
Blaming
equal
anybody.
To you? No, I'm not going to
equal.
Be equal to you. You're not human being. You're just...
Jesus Christ. Well, what am
you
I
want
again?
To be. You want to be a human.
I'm not
you,
a human?
You want to be a human. That's why you leave Europe and come here.
Dude,
you want
what
to
you
morph our character.
What are you talking about? My family wasn't human in fucking 1898.
Yeah,
they were human. They knew how to fucking they knew how to multiply and divide, motherfucker.
No, you're
everybody
your
owned by you knew how to fucking bang a
no,
goat, dude.
Listen,
you
the truth is,
goat
we
fucker,
want
dude.
To get. Listen,
dude, I'm trying to be nice, and you're calling me not a human. Fuck you.
Hey, look here.
How's
what
that
I have
sound?
To tell you the truth. After
dude, how's this sound? Tell me where the fuck you're from, and I will find somebody that's where you're from, and I will knock their fucking eye out of their head.
No,
because
you're not
you won't fucking
violent.
Show up like
you're
a goddamn man, because you're a pussy.
You're not that violent.
You're a pussy. You're a pussy.
You're not that violent.
You're a pussy.
You are not that
call me
violent.
Not a human
I
again,
don't
motherfucker,
buy
you
I don't
racist
buy
cunt.
That.
You're a racist fucking cunt. That's what you are. I'm not fucking human. Fuck you.
You spoke to me on this program before, right?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No, I promise
okay.
you I have not.
Okay, all right. I don't,
you
I'm,
can go
not,
fuck
I'm not
yourself.
Sure.
How's that sound?
How's
that
sound?
You can go fuck
I,
yourself
I
and anybody
trusted.
Who fucking agrees with you is a fucking racist cunt. Because we're all fucking humans. We're all
no!
fucking humans. We're all people.
No,
we're all brothers.
That, why you leave up there and come here and kill us? Why you leave where
I
you were up at Europe?
I was born in 1980.
Come,
when
and
did I come kill you?
Everywhere and take
when did
away
I come
everything
kill you?
We
when
have,
did I come
man.
Kill you? When did I come 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 kill you? That's like me
listen.
Saying that every single fucking African is a goat fucker, which honestly, honest to God, I believe is about 45% of you fucking motherfuckers. But
you
I don't
try,
say everybody.
Listen. You try to emulate
you,
everything we civilized people do. You are never civilized
fuck
one day.
Fuck you. Fuck you. We're the ones who invented
no,
fucking every goddamn thing.
You
we did it on a northern continent of fucking
true.
Africa.
What I say is true, and you prove me not right.
No, I proved you 100% fucking wrong.
No,
you're calling me fucking names, saying that you want to be fucking civilized and you want to hang out.
Not,
you want to have a good fucking time.
You are
but
not
you say that I'm not a human and I'm a fucking butt fucker.
You are not serious.
You're a fucking damn dirty goddamn racist is what you are.
Look, you tell Biden. Tell Biden.
You're not the fuck Biden. Fuck Biden. I hope he fucking chokes on his next fucking peanut.
Look.
Fuck him.
Tell
fuck him
all
and fuck
of
Trump.
Your
fuck him and
European,
fuck Trump. How's that sound?
Tell
brothers
your European
to
brethren.
Not my black brothers and sisters fucking yelling about how
we,
I'm not
we,
a fucking human because I'm not black.
We have a lot of tornadoes out there. We have a lot of tornadoes out there going to take care of business. You understand?
Yeah,
right?
We got a lot of lions out by you, motherfucker, and they're coming.
No. You see the raging fire out there almost going around
you
everywhere.
You see that the fucking continent of Africa has been killing your people for fucking thousands of years, and now you're worried about a goddamn
because
tornado?
Because of you guys.
Living in Africa is a death sentence. No, it's lions. It's elephants.
You,
it's fucking hippos.
You with your
rhinos.
100,000 years ago.
It's
dehydration,
nothing wrong
with
you
us.
Fucking retard.
No, wait a minute.
You
wait a
fucking
minute. You
dummy,
guys
dude.
Don't have enough
your
sense.
Whole entire continent wants you dead. And you won't tell me where you're from because you're too much of a goddamn pussy. I told you where I'm from. I told you I'm from Irvington, New Jersey. I'll give you my address right now, motherfucker. And there's not
look
a goddamn
here,
thing you can do about it. But you're so afraid of me because I will tell a fucking rhinoceros to fucking run full speed at your goddamn house and kill you and everybody involved.
Look here. I did not come to
what's
Europe.
Up, pussy?
I don't know where Europe is, but here you are.
Fuck Europe too.
Way.
They're a bunch of pussies. They're a bunch of pussies who let a bunch of fucking terrorists
but
in the goddamn fucking country
anyway.
But you
don't belong here to
anyway.
Begin with. You don't belong
fuck
here.
Them.
I am indigenous. You're not.
I was born here, motherfucker. I belong here. I'm indigenous, dude. That's called indigenous.
No,
I was born
no,
here.
You. No, the alleged...
no, that's how that works, motherfucker.
If I'm born here, I belong here. Listen this. It is alleged.
Fuck you.
Oh, listen to this.
All right, so any African that's born in the United States, I get to fucking kick them out of the country? I get to punt them like a football?
Listen.
No, they're born here. They're Americans now, motherfucker.
Hey, do you
this
know
is how
what
we run shit here? This is how we run shit here. Anybody born here is from here.
No.
We're not fucking separatists
no,
like you
no.
piece of shit.
You're wrong about that. You are.
Oh, so Africans born here are not Americans?
You come here and kill millions. You come here and kill millions.
I have never killed a goddamn person in my life.
Your ancestors do it.
My ancestors didn't do anything. My ancestors
yeah, they come here.
Fucking
yes,
Poland
and
Ireland,
behave like,
dude.
Oh, like, this is
Poland
a
Ireland
place
never
that
had
you
any
found.
Fucking, had any hand in Africa, you fucking lying-ass, cock-sucking racist.
Name one Polish or Irish
fucking settlement in Africa, anywhere in Africa.
Look at the position that you're in. The position that you're in.
I'm Irish and Polish. Name one Polish or one Irish settlement in Africa or apologize to me, you fucking retard.
All right, wait. All right. What I know in this world is your textbook right here is that you leave from Europe and go like some 6,000 years all around the world and everywhere we settled.
Polish and Irish people
and
didn't do that. We were the fuck,
come,
we were the Africans
you come
of,
in
of,
the Western
of Europe,
world
you fucking idiot.
And begin to juke up right next to us.
I'm
man,
not Dutch.
You want,
I'm not Dutch and I'm not English, you fucking moron.
You talk about Britain like Britain is a glorified place. All I want to
know is that a fucking shithole ran by fucking nasty people who did dirty fucking things all over the fucking globe.
Who tell you can make government to rule us? Who tell you that?
They did dirty things, not my fucking people.
No, but they handed
it
to you.
Do not fucking blame my people because my skin looks like them, you fucking racist asshole. That's like saying that everybody from fucking Sierra Leone that cut a fucking kid's arm off to get fucking blood diamonds, now I get to blame everybody from fucking Zimbabwe? I would never do that because I'm not a racist like you,
you
piece of shit.
Your ancestors hand over all of the loot that they had.
never, ever fucking left fucking Europe because Polish and fucking Irish people were too goddamn poor, and they were treated like the garbage of fucking Europe. Don't you ever fucking say that, you piece of shit.
Look, look, you folks,
fuck you.
Don't
fuck
like
you.
To
How
hear
about
the
that?
Truth.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Don't you
look
ever
here.
Fucking tell me that my goddamn fucking family or my ancestors
Keep quiet,
did anything wrong.
All right,
you're a fucking
you.
Liar. You're a liar.
Now.
You're a fucking liar, dude. And you're lucky
listen.
You know the fucking English language. You know you learned it
listen
from
to me
Europeans,
now.
Motherfucker.
Listen to me now.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Listen to me now. You guys.
Fuck you.
Maybe.
I'm taking it out. Since you won't tell me where
will
you're from, I'm taking it out on the next
job,
African I see.
Job, man.
Tell me where you're from so I can take it out on the next person from that
no.
country.
No, 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 no.
I
no,
promise
cool
you
down.
I will fucking
cool
not, I will take it out in blood.
No, cool down. Cool down. Cool down. Cool
fucking
down.
Faggot.
Cool
fucking
down,
faggot.
Man. Cool down.
You call my fucking... No, fuck
cool,
you. You
cool
called
down,
my fucking.
Cool
you called. You called my Lord and Savior a fuck. You called my Lord and Savior a fucking sodomite.
Christmas
you
on
it, and now you accused me of doing things that my family had never have fucking done. Fuck
Christmas
you, motherfucker.
Christmas
I will take this out on the next African until you say what country you're from. You fucking faggot.
Christmas and Easter. Christmas
I will
and Easter.
I will cause violence now. I'm going to cause violence now because of you.
Yeah. You know. that
what country are you from?
Funny. All right, listen. Listen to me.
This ain't fucking
we
funny,
have,
faggot.
We know. Listen to this. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life includes this Spanish mission to California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government
what does that have to do with me?
To make plains
Pat,
Indians.
I'm going to fuck it. Until you say what country you come from, I'm going to fuck up
and
the next
this,
African
cool
I
it,
see.
Cool it, cool it, cool it.
No, fuck that. I can't get a goddamn
Indian
answer. I told this motherfucker where I'm from. I'll give you my address, motherfucker.
And Southern Indians into American farmers. Heifers.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
Churches.
Fuck everybody on the show.
Oh, come on, man. Listen to the thing, man. Listen.
No,
heifers.
Fuck this. No, fuck this.
Oh,
fuck
come
this.
On. No, just
fuck
just
this.
Cool on.
I get my God called a butt fucker, and I get called a fucking that I'm murdering people. My family's never done this. Irish and Polish people have never fucking
right,
have never colonized
well,
fucking Africa. We've never done anything.
You're in the culture.
And I have good friends from fucking Ghana.
You're
you
in the culture.
Sucker,
you're in the culture.
And you're
but
talking
you're
shit like
here.
This. I'm gonna fuck up every African I see until you tell me
no,
exactly what
you
country you're from. You
to
fucking
be,
cocksucker.
You want everybody to turn into sodomite.
No,
that's what
you
want.
You did this. But you know
that's
you.
That's why
did
you
this.
Are here.
You did this. You did this by calling me a fucking goddamn fucking sodomite and calling
it's
me a fucking non-human.
It's why you're here, man.
Fuck
it's why,
you,
if
motherfucker.
If you are in Europe,
fuck you. Fuck you.
If you are in Europe, you wouldn't hear me. You wouldn't hear me. You come here to hear me.
Fuck
this
you.
Is my place.
Fuck you. Give me your country right now or I promise to God I will kill every goddamn African I fucking see.
You see that? You have already done it.
No,
and
you did this, motherfucker. You called my I was fucking peaceful with you.
This
you
is
piece
not
shit.
Europe. You already confessed you come from Europe.
No.
And my ancestor leave Africa and come to this place. I mean thousands of
to
years ago.
To what place? Where the fuck are you?
You don't want to accept
I meet
the truth.
You.
You don't want to accept
I
want to
meet
truth.
You. I want to meet you when I want to knock your eyeball out of your fucking
no,
head.
No, stop it. Why you want you full of hatred, man? Come on.
Because you insulted my fucking, you insulted me and my entire fucking goddamn
well, you can't
genetics
prove that
fucking
you
six
have
fucking
no
times.
Jesus
you
exists.
Called me a butt fucker from the day I came
you,
in.
You can't
you
prove call, that
you insulted
Jesus
my God.
Exists.
Fuck you.
But
fuck
stop
you.
It, man.
Fuck
stop
you.
It because,
fuck you.
Stop it because
you
can't prove that
fuck
Jesus
you.
Exists.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You cannot
you.
Prove
fuck
that
you.
Jesus exists.
Fuck you. Fuck you, and I'm coming in with fucking 30 black guys.
Why are you doing that?
Because I grew
why
up in an all-black neighborhood. I'm the
weak.
Only fucking white kid that I grew up with, motherfucker.
You're weak,
all my
man.
Friends
you're
are
weak.
Fucking black, you dummies.
You're too weak.
I'm not fucking
you're too
racist.
Weak.
I'm the farthest thing from fucking racist, but you're trying to separate the fucking world.
You're too weak.
I hope you will die
listen.
For this.
Hey, do
you
know
will die
about Cicero? You know Cicero? The politicians.
I don't give a fuck. I know about Irvington, New Jersey. I know about part of Irvington, New Jersey. I know about the fact that I have thirty fucking black friends that I grew up with who are my best fucking friends because I don't see race.
No, but you
want to separate everybody? We are all coming after you, you cocksuckers. Every single one of them is coming after us, you cocksuckers.
But you already leave Europe and come to America.
I didn't leave Europe. I was born here, you fucking retard.
But I'm telling you, you are not a human being.
Why not?
You know, you don't see anybody from
Syria. I can make a machine better than you. I can invent anything better than Africa. Nothing ever came out of Africa.
After you learn it from us.
Except for fucking malaria. The only thing you guys fucking have is malaria.
Yeah, but you turn our
mongoloid.
Brain. You retard our brain with your disease.
We don't have any diseases.
Yeah, we never have no disease until you come here and give it to us. So now
why do you find it difficult to go back to Europe? First of all,
why are you talking?
Why is there a woman talking?
No, you're not serious. All right. Look.
I thought in Africa women are allowed to talk.
Listen, I wanted to read to you this
paragraph,
but you're not allowing me.
How about you go suck my fucking dick on Christopher Street, you cocksucker?
All right. Well, you gone.
You are nasty fucking people telling me that I'm not a goddamn human.
You got
me angrier than I wanted to be.
But you shouldn't be angry. That means it's the truth that is burning you
up. I'm not. How about this? Who's closer to a human being? Me or you?
Closer?
Who invented mathematics?
I am.
First of all, shut the fuck up.
Look.
Who invented mathematics? Who invented science?
You come from Europe, right? And you don't
I
even
don't,
know
I
your
come from New Jersey.
Them.
I
you
come
don't
from
know
a black
them.
Neighborhood in New Jersey. All my friends are fucking Ghana, Africa, motherfucker.
Do you know Carl Linnaeus?
So what?
Do you know the name Carl Linnaeus?
No, I don't.
Okay. So look here. You're not who you are professing to be.
Where are you from?
You don't know much about.
Where are you from, faggot?
Thing. You see what I mean? And you're only getting more rowdy rather than just remain academic.
No, because you're a racist, and you have your racist fucking girlfriend who needs to shut her fucking mouth and go make some goddamn babies
if you want to survive. You are who you are, and you are on my turf, whether you want to accept it or not. Okay?
It doesn't matter. You're
Who invented
the fucking internet? Who invented the internet, motherfucker? You're on our fucking turf now.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course.
You think that
homosexual
shit was invented in fucking Uganda?
You think the internet was invented in Uganda? Homosexual think that they make everything.
Why you gotta say homosexual every goddamn time? I've never fucked a day in my life. I'm not like
you
fucking.
You are the only guy that go around and want to
fucking go fucking faggot.
Drag
second you ran out of
about
and started
and,
fucking
and
your nephews,
into your asshole.
Didn't you?
You are the only people who do that.
Fuck you.
That means that you are not human.
Dude, I hope you, your whole family, your whole fucking every single person you know dies of dysentery.
Well, I know. Well, you give us the disease to kill us already, so you don't need to. I mean,
I didn't. I was born in 1980. That shit was already vaccine by then, pal.
Hey, look, I got to go now, man.
You shut up, cunt.
Okay. So
I don't talk to women. In Africa, they don't respect women. So why the fuck are you talking?
All right, I got to go. Okay. So look. May I say, come back again, right?
Oh, I'm going to come back as soon as you tell me where to fucking come meet you.
No. So I'm telling you bye now because I just have like a few minutes to go, okay?
I'll take your whole fucking goddamn crew out. Honest to God.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you. You're a racist.
We can just
be an anti-Christian,
peaceful, right? We can just.
No, you're a racist. You're a racist, and you're anti-Christian, and I fucking hate both of those things.
Would you like me to take up your number when next time you come here?
Oh, I want you to call me right afterwards, and I want to meet up with you, buddy.
No. Look.
Why not?
Look, I tell
why
you.
Why not?
You come on my show.
You insulted me. You insulted my entire
right.
fucking race.
It's,
you called
right.
me a non-human right.
no,
fucking
I got to go
buffer.
Now. I got to go now. So we'll talk later, okay?
If you bring
bye-bye.
Up one fucking thing, I swear to God, I'll... You know what? Fuck you, dude.
Okay. All right. So that's about it. And, oh, my God, that's something else. But I was trying to read to this dude that... We have government from four hundred and forty-five thousand years ago. We have civilization since then, and we have government. And this is what our people, when they came to America and other places after they left Africa, they come with kingship system here. That's our government. And they come here about they're making AD and Adamani. It don't have no foundation there, and they have nothing except their almost sexual brute force and their criminal ways. They're making a government of their own. It don't stand on no civilized foundation. Okay? Well, this is what they do. They come into their invasion, and they come and do all manner of things to our people, right? So they use these system to overthrow our setting here in all these places in the Western world. Efforts they make by their so-called Christian churches and governments to undermine our Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. And it goes on and goes on, okay? All right. There is something else I wish I could read. And it's the headline of the show. Didn't get to do much here. But Europe, white primates. Are not human beings. They're not. In the world history textbook, they are not. Are envious, lust for honest sex. Fools. Okay? All right. Widespread starvation and malnutrition. The deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also contributed to the hybrid Holocaust. That's all these European do come here and play like, oh, they own this place. Okay, as remarked earlier, the demographic collapse of the hybrid population in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States ended at the beginning of the 20th century. But the cumulative human cost of invasion, conquest, and colonialism by Europeans and their descendants, like what this guy's talking, like as long as he's born here, then he's from here, continued to grow. Governments in Mexico, Guatemala, Brazil, Peru, and other Latin African countries have continued to murder hybrid activity, to murder hybrid activists and other hybrid people. In comparison, the level of violence has been lower in the U.S., but the federal government and vigilantes have killed Native people intermittently since 1900. Hybrid people living in the U.S. have also died in wars abroad and continue to be murdered by police at a higher rate than any other demographic group. Moreover, highly disproportionate level of extreme poverty, unemployment, poor housing, preventable diseases, poor health care, drug abuse, and suicide have continued to plague hybrid population throughout the Western Hemisphere. I've been talking and telling people this 100,000 years ago. They began with this stuff, including in the United States. Not surprisingly, research in the past 3 decades has confirmed significant numbers of excess death in the U.S. Hybrid plague, hybrid plague murdered population. How many indigenous people have died in the Holocaust in the Western Hemisphere between 1492 and the present? The exact number of Native people who died because of invasion, conquest, and colonization during the past five and one quarter century can never be known. But today it is possible to at least approximately count the dead, what is again, and develop informed and reasonable, if very rough, estimates of the total loss of hybrid lives in this hemisphere and this country. My friend, that's about what we have here, and I hope that you do well. Take good care. We play you the last tune here.
Wait a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, I'll throw myself up in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's not, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on, 'cause I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay.
looking forward to, wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, put me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He
Yeah.